Well, good morning, my friends. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. Sure hope everyone's doing well. We've had a little warm-up, a bit of a warm-up from all that frigid weather, and I've been outside making some sausage, believe it or not. That's what I want to talk about today. Pan sausage, not the more complex sausage links that you have to stuff and smoke and all that. Just basic breakfast sausage. Now, when you buy breakfast sausage at the store, I don't care which brand you buy, you notice it's going to be mostly white. There is a lot of fat in store-bought breakfast sausage, even the top brands. It's a lot, way too much fat. When you cook a patty of it, it'll shrink up at least half. Let's talk about making sausage out of lean meat. Now, venison and pork makes a great breakfast sausage, but I understand all of you don't have venison in your freezer. So here's a way, if you do have venison, you can defrost the steaks, the roast, cut it up in little cubes and grind it with a hand crank grinder. You might even have a, you know, an electric grinder to grind it, but you'll need ground meat. Now, if you do have the venison, I recommend using some of that. If, you know, unless you've got other plans for it, grind some venison, and then you're going to need pork. Now, not everybody lives a half a mile from Wild Hog Haven like I do, where I get to hunt hogs year round. But buy, you know, your pork shoulder, Boston butt, if you will. It's a lot of fat in that, a lot of lean, too. It makes excellent sausage, even if you don't have venison. You can go catch this stuff on sale for $1.19 a pound, Boston butt, and buy two or three of those. I mean, you can't invest your money in meat any better than that. Now, you're going to need some seasoning. I buy the kits. Butcher Packer Supply is a good place to get it. You can Google Butcher Packer Supply, or just, I think the website is butcher-packer.com. But get a packet of breakfast sausage seasoning. Now, you can buy it in packages that will season 25 pounds of meat, and that's kind of what I would suggest you do. But it is so simple. And once you make sausage at home like this, you won't buy that fatty name brand sausage at the store anymore. I promise you that. It's just when you make your sausage, just say you make it out of a Boston butt, it's going to be probably 70% lean, I would guess. This is just an estimate. And 30% fat. That's way more lean than any sausage you would buy at the store. I promise you. You can fry up a patty of the homemade sausage, and it'll stay pretty much intact. It won't shrink up about 50% like the store-bought. So now if you can mix some lean meat like venison with it, or even pork loin. Sometimes you can catch pork loin on sale. Mix that in with the Boston butt, which has, remember, the shoulder, pork shoulder, Boston butt, will have a lot more fat in it than most cuts of pork. So that's pretty simple and pretty easy to do. I thought you might give you something to think about, especially if you have some venison in the freezer or wild pork. Wild pork makes great sausage, but a lot of times the wild hogs I shoot, there's not enough fat, and I have to add a little. Actually, you want some fat in your breakfast sausage. It's without that, it won't fry up. It'd just be like cooking a lean pork chop. Folks, we're about out of time. I sure enjoy being with you each week. Remember, my podcast, the hour-long podcast, you can go any podcast place and check it out. Catfish Radio with Luke Clayton and friends. So be safe in the outdoors. Let's enjoy this little warmer weather. Before long, it'll be time to get on those creeks and catch some sand bass. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by ATN Thermal Scopes and Thermal Spotters that Luke uses, Butcher Packer Supply, Choctaw Hunting Lodge in Southeast Oklahoma, CVA Muzzleloaders, the Dallas Safari Club, Dash for Cash Pawn Shop in Siegelville, Texas, Kuby Sausage House in Dallas, Platinum Cadillac and Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas, Pyramid Air, Saskatchewan Department of Tourism, Smoking Texas Electric Smokers, Stealth Vision, Striper Express, Ultramatic Feeders, Vineyard Max, and the Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse in Dallas, Texas.